and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on the top Tosfos, just let us quickly review what the Gemara had said. The Gemara said, according to Shmuel, Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. That's what it says in the Reisha, Motzoi Shitrei Chayiv, in Yesh V'machayis Nechosem Lo Yachzer, Shabezen Nefroi Mehen. So it is speaking about Ein Chayiv Moide, that the loive is not moide, that it belongs to the, that the malve has a right to be goive with the shtar. So the Gemara says, so in the Sefer, if it's speaking about Ein Chayiv Moide, he says that the malve has no right to be goive with the shtar, so why does it say in the Sefer, by ein boy achayis nechosim yachzir. So the Gemara says that Shmuel holds that if there's no achayis nechosim in the shtar, so you cannot even mon from b'nei chori. The shtar is worthless to the malve. Or that means you can't be goive anything from the loiva with the shtar. So even though ain't chayiv moide, you return it to the malva. So the Gemara says, if it's worthless, so you can't be goive from the loiva, why is there a mitzvah of hashavas aveide? So the Gemara says that, ain't chanami, the shtar is taka worthless, you cannot be goive from the loiva with the shtar. But the malve could use the shtar to cover a jar. But so pitz lichusai, could use it as a cover, as a stopper. So the Gemara asks, v'nahadri leila loive. So if you're just speaking about not the text of the shtar, you're just speaking about the etzim shtar that can be used. Lots of pits luchisai, so why do you give it to the malve? Maybe give it to the loive. So the Gemara says, loive hu da omar, loihoye tvore me oilam, so you should give it to the loive. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, that the loive says that it's a mezuyif tikishtar. He says he never wrote the shtar, it's a forged shtar. So mamela in the reishe, that yesh by achayis nechosin, so yizicha don't give it back to the malve, the loive tain is it's a forged shtar, never borrowed any money from him. So mamela, lo yachzer, the person who finds the shtar should not return the shtar. In the Sefer, since he says it's a forged shtar, so he says it's not his paper, it's not his shtar, so memele, we return it to the malve, lots of apitz luchisai. The loive, to give it to the loive says, lehoye dvorem meyoyla. So memele, we don't give it to the loive. Now, Rashi asked in the Reisha, when there is a chayis nechosim and the shtar is usable, it has a value, so why don't you give it back to the malve? The loive says it's mezuyim, so let's be mekayim the shtar. So Rashi said, kivin shenofal israelei, since there was a reyesed in the file, v'amrin v'mnei she'posol hoyo loy nizah, so Rashi says, Amir de Kechidish, that there was a Amir de Kechidish in the field. The Leiva says it's a forged star. The Malva says it's a good star. The Reyes in the field seems to show that the Leiva is right. So the Reyes in the field is so strong that a filler will be Mekayim the star. We also will not rely on the Kiyum. So that's why we don't give back the shtar to the Malach. That's what Rashi says, Vayesh Vayachayis Nechos. Now let us see Taisvi. Hakoma Loihoyu Dvorim Meyoilam. The Gemara says you should give the shtar back to the Loive. Vayem Vayachayis Nechosim. He says Loihoyu Dvorim Meyoilam. So Taisa says, what is the translation of Loihoyu Dvorim Meyoilam? Mashme sha'aloive toyin shehu mezuyif. The loive tain is that it's a forged star. The lack of lemeima masheton lehoye dvorim yoylam ainu sha'ima parati. We can't say that lehoye dvorim yoylam means I don't owe you because I paid you up already. Dimkein nehed leila loive lotzer alpitz luchisei. If the loive tainis, that it's a good shtar, but I paid you up, and the malve says, you didn't pay me up, so the suffix is who this paper belongs to, so Taisva says, so you should give this paper to the loive. L'chayre, he has a morikam on the paper. That means the loive pays for the shtar. So if it is speaking about that Seidel Loiv and the Malva agree there was a halva, and the Loiv says, I paid up, and the Malva says, you didn't pay up, and Al Tzareya said in the field, we will not give it back to the Malva. So Al Kaponim, Al Tzareya Shtar, we don't know who the Shtar belongs to. L'chayre the Shtar Zicha belonged to the Loiv, in the case of the Sefer, where there's no Achayis Nechosim, so there's no Shibut to the Shtar, so the Shtar always belonged to the Loive, so we should give back the Loive, the Shtar. L'chayre yez acheskas marikam on the Shtar. Ba'oid the Shmuel loichayish lepiroi. In some way, it's a doichik to say that la'da means that the tainus I paid up, because Shmuel is not chayish lepiroim, because Shmuel holds, if the shtar was paid up, it would have been torn immediately by the loive. And since the shtar is not torn, so Sarai never was paid up. So Taisvus means to say, and that's in the Eitzim, of Moshe Talmud wants to say that Taisvus is asking a kash in the reishe. And the reishe shtar she yesh bo yachayis nechosim. So if the sichsuch between the loiv and the malvis was it paid up or was it not paid up, so fakad, you should give it to the malva because Shmuel holds leicheshin in the pillar. Fine. Al koponim, so Taisvah says that la'adam means not that I paid up, it's a mezuyif de kishtar. Fine. Because so now Taisvah is going to ask Rashi's kasha if the whole deal is if it's mezuyif or not mezuyif, so let's be mekayim the shtar. I mean, so what's their whole asik lo yavzer? If that's the whole deal, let's be mekayim the shtar. V'koshe, da'afilu yesh boy achayis, afilu this yesh boy achayis nechosim, it's a shtar, you could be goyva from lekuches. Amay lo yavzer, you should return it. Im lo yikamenu, if he won't be mekayim it, lo yigvaklu. Listen, the loive time is it's mezuyah. If the malva won't be mekayim it, so you won't be doing anything. V'im yikamenu, bedin yigve. And if he will be mekayim it, so you will mekayim it. So that is Tais Piskasha. Before we go further, I just like to mention, there's a Meir Dike Rabbi Keveger in Gittin. Rabbi Keveger wants to say as follows. He wants to emphasize with kasha. Musitaisvus is a whole sichsuch to emphasize kasha. Rabbi Keveger wants to say there's two types of kiyumin. You can be mekayim ashtar bedimyan chsimes. That means you can compare chsimes. I know I have, Bezen has other stories that were neskayim from the Yosef and Shimonai. I'll go and I'll take another shtar that was a hempik on it. I'll compare these two signatures. That's the meaning of things. That's one way of Kiyam. There's another way of Kiyam, that the Eidich Sima will come and say, this is Achsima, yes, this is Achsima. And the Achsima also helps. Zakt Rabbi Kevega. He brings a sheet of one of the Rishonim. Dimyan Chasimis only helps if you need Kiyum Midarabon. That means, if Minatayri you don't need Kiyum. Eide Machsumim Alashtar Nasek Mishenech Kredusim Bebezin. We don't clear for Zid. Rabbanon says, if the Loive Tainis is Mezuyev, we Mekayim. So the whole Tzoyrech Hakim is at Rabbanon the Ketzoyrech. For the Rabbanon the Ketzoyrech, we rely on Dimyan Chasimis. So Rabbi Kevege, but if the shtar got lost, and there's a reyesed in the fila, that means it's the Leiva says it's a forged shtar, and the shtar is lost, so that also seems to point to what the Leiva is saying. Then you need kiyam in the rice. Then you need kiyam in the rice. So Rabbi Kevega, this is a teretz on Teisvah's kash. That means Teisvah says, let's give it back, Mamon of Shech. It'll be Mekayim, it'll be Mekayim. If he won't be Mekai, he won't be Mekai. What's the problem? So Rabbi Kevega, there's a really good problem. Because if you give it back to the Malva, people will not remember that the Shtar was once lost. And 5 years later, the Malva is going to come to the Kahal and Cummings have been given there with the Shtar, and then they'll say, best be Mekai, fine, no problem, like the Mirchsimis, and you'll be given with the Shtar. And since there was a Reyes in the Nefila, such a kiyum does not help, so therefore, lo yachsa. That's how Rabbi Kevega wants to handle Teisvah's kasha. But we'll see, we'll go now through a whole Teisvah, so we had a problem with this kasha. But this is al kaponim Rabbi Kevega's teretz. Now, what Teisvah says a kasha, Teisvah says a kasha, what's the problem? Return it, Mamon of Shech, it will be Mekayim it, will be Mekayim it. If you won't be Mekayim it, so you won't be, what's the problem? So now, let's just say, Oisaveinik, what Taisvis wants to say, and then Taisvis is gonna go through Rayas to disprove it. Taisvis wants to say a Gewaldic event. You know, there's a problem like this. The problem is that if you'll be Goive from the Loive, that's 100% true. The Loive is gonna say it's Mezuyev, and then you'll have to be Mekayimit. What's gonna be if the Loive is not around, and you'll mom from the Lekuchis? Or the Leiva died a month from the Yoshe. Or a third case, Shaleiva found off. The Leiva went to Alaska. He's coming back in 5 years. Now, Al Kaponim, in the Bezlin, we have a Shtar. We're going to be Goiva with the Shtar. I mean, the carcass here will be Goiva from the Shtar. There will no one that's going to be around that's going to tie the Mizuyin. Who knows what the Leiva held about the Shtar. And Bezin also won't tie the Mezuyev, because Mezuyev is at Amilsa Deloy Shriche. Bezin, the whole din Tanino, that what Bezin tain is, Bezin only tain is on something that's a Shriche Gezach. Ziyev is not a Shriche Gezach, so Memele Bezin won't tain in Mezuyev. So now Taisva says, a gewaldic interet on the Kash. You're asking a kasha, let's give it back to the Malva. And Maman of Shech, if it'll be Mekayimet, it's good. If it won't be Mekayimet, it's also good. So Taisa says, yeah, that's, the problem is, if it'll be Goiva from the Loive is gonna tell him straight out it's a Mazuyev to Kishtah. And it'll have to be Mekayimet, and then you're 100% right. If he's Mekayimet, it's good. If he's not Mekayimet, it's not good. But, the Shaila is, maybe he'll mon from Lekuchis. And we don't tain a Mezuyev for Lekuchis, and a Shtar, that means a Malva comes, some of the Bezlin will say, be Mekayimit, it's a Milsad Leishchichis, there is no din tainino. That is what Taisvis wants to fa'em for the Kasha. So we don't return the Shtar to the Malva, because we are afraid maybe the Malva will be given from the Lekuchis or the Yisayimim or Shalai Befonov, and Bezin won't taine Mezuyi because it's a Milsa de Loishchich. Ve'ein Loima. This is the teretz what Tosfos wanted to say, and Tosfos says, but that's not an emes teretz. Maybe if we give back the shtar to the Malvin, so he's going to go and be mighty the shtar from when the Malvin is not, when the life is not around. Or Yala Lakuches, someone from the Lakuches, the Yisaimim, or someone from the Yisaimim, the Malvin is time, he doesn't have to be Geiger right away when the life is around. We will not taine mizuyeh, because that's a milsa delay shchicha. That means there's a din tanina. That means there's a din tanina. Let's just explain for 1 minute. When you mum from lekuches, you mum from yisaimim. Now, the lekuches and the yisaimim don't know if it's paid up, if it's not paid up, if it's mizuyeh. I mean, they don't know anything. So there's a din psach, picha le'ile. That Bezdin Tainis, if the Baldova would be here, could be he would have tainted this taina. We taina it for them. But so Mamel, Bezdin Tainis, the tainas which normally one could expect that the Leiva would have tainted, and the Malva has to prove that that is not a taina. So Taisva said, Mizuyev is not a Milsa de Shriche, and there's a Taisva saying, Ksuba says, this is a major thing. People are scared to be Mizayit. It's a very scary thing to be Mizayit. You bring a Gashtar to Bezdin, and then if he's Mizayit, it's very, very embarrassing. I mean, you're going to the lion's mouth. You're going to Bezdin. You're going to take the Shtar to Bezdin, and then with a Mizayit, the Gashtar. It's a very scary thing. People don't do it. They do it. If you want to steal money, there's easier ways. Not that. You're not Mizayeh Feshtar, which will be taken to Bezdin. Fine. So Taisva says, so now I understand Pshat, that we're afraid we're going to go and give the Shtar to the Malva. The Malva's going to wait when the Leiva leaves to Alaska for 5 years, for his midwinter vacation. So then he goes away. Then the Malva is going to come and mun Shaleva from the Kalke. And Bezdin won't tain the mizuyev because it's a milsa deloy shchiche. And that's what we're afraid of. And that's a scary thing. So therefore we will not give it back now that the leiva tain is mizuyev. We tell the maitse aveda, don't give it back to the malva. Kemoi and Taisus brings a gemore, shein toinim liyasmi nensu mishum deloy shchiyach kedemrinen ba moicher es habayis. Fine. And the Gemara says, Namoiches Abayis, for example, what is the halacha? If a father got a pikotin from a mafkid, he got a pikotin. Now, the father died, and the mafkid comes with the shtar. Listen, I gave your father pikotin. Give back the pikotin. The same don't know from anything. So the Gemara says, we will not tain a nensu. He is a shtar. He says, listen, your father didn't give it back because I have the shtar. So the Gemara says, we will not tain a nensu for the yisaimim because it's a milsad loy shchicha. That means it's not a shchicha because after a lion came and ate up the sheep that was given by pekodim, not a milsad loy shchicha. We will not tain a nensu. So we see from the Gemara in Baba Basra, that at a milsad loy shchicha, there's no din taninim. So memela, so this is now the teretz and Taisva's kasha. We can never give back the shtar to the malva, because we're afraid the malva will mon shaloy b'fnei haloyve. The loyve is here, tainim mezuya. But they'll mon shaloy b'fnei haloyve, and in Bezna will not tainim mezuya. Then Taisva says, further, v'kimen dein tainem lehu mezuyev, since we will not taine mezuyev for the yisaimim, gam ein tainem lehem parua, then we won't taine parua either. Av al gav d'shmuel sova beperik mishemeis, moide b'shtar shekosvoi tzorech lekaima. Shmuel personally holds, if a loive says, I paid up the shtar, So the din is the malve has to be mekayim the shtan order to be given from the loive, because the loive is nemon to tainan parua migo de mezuyah. So Tosfos says, so since I just stated that we don't taine for the yisaimim mezuyah, so the yisaimim we will not taine parua for them, because parua is nemon because of a schusa taina of mezuyah. Just like since the loive would have wandered in taira with mezuyah, he went to the taira with tainas parua, even though this aray shtoche biyodi my boy against tainas parua, but he went with the schusa taina of mezuyah. By yisoymem, since there's no din taninen of mezuyah, so the parua also would not be nemon. So the mikomakim liyasmi lekuches leitanina mizuyif leitanina peruol. So b'meila now it's shalom al yisrael. So Taisa solved all the problems. That means we will not give back the shtar to the malve, because if the malve has hold of the shtar, even though from the loivi will not be able to mon, if the loivetain is mizuyif or perua, we're afraid he's going to mum from the lekuches, he's going to mum from the yisaimim, he's going to mum shalei befona. And then mezuyif we don't taine, because it's a milsad lo yishriche, and since we don't have eschus hataina of mezuyif, so adin, we will not taine, so peru also doesn't have an amonis. Keneged shtoche biyodi my boy. Holese. So Tosfos says, this Cheshbon is wrong. Da filu leinitain lehem mezuyevu, even though we do not taina mezuyev, nitain lehem parua. We will taina parua. Kidamrinen ba moicheres habayis, kabishtar kis hayoitze ala yisayim. A shtar kis means a shtar that was Palge milve and palge pikodin, which means as follows. That means, let us say, Shimon gave Reuven $100. Why this is done, let's not get into the complexities, why this is done. This is done for a purpose. Shimon gives Reuven a shtar of $100, and the upmach is like this. $50 is a pikodin, $50 is a halva. That's the upmach. $50 is a pekodin, $50 is a halva. So memele, it says like this, Gavishtar kis hayetze ali yisayman. The nishba v'goyve machze, so he swears, the malva swears, even though he has a shtar, but by yisayman, we do not say mechan the shtar, you have to swear. V'goyve machze, he's goyve half of the $100, that means the chelik hamilver, avol bepalge de pekodin tanin lu achzarti kamoi avim shoyanemen loyma achzarti v'migul di boi omar nensu lekach lehem tanin en achzarti afal gabdoloi tanin lu nensu. That means Taisa says an often the Gemara. The Gemara says if the father had an amonis to taina herzalti. The father is a taina, an amonis to taina herzalti by a pekodin, because he has eschus a taina to taina nensu. He would have taina nensu, he would have wandered in taira. So he's nemon to taina herzalti. So the din is, we will taina herzalti by yisaimim, even though there's no din taina nensu. So Bekitza, so we have to know where we are up to now. Tosfos just has a problem. Tosfos has a problem. Let's give back the shtar to the malva. What are you afraid of? The loiva says mezuyif, so either it'll be mekayim, it won't be mekayim. So Tosfos says, no, we're afraid it'll be goyved from the Yisayimim or the Lekuches, and by them there's no din tainin on Mezuyif, because it's a milsa de loy shriche. So Taisva says, even though there's no din tainina mezuyah, we will taina perua, just like the father is nemon to taina perua, migo de mezuyah, there's a din tainina of perua. Perua is a milsa de shriche, so even though we don't taina mezuyah for the assignment, we'll taina perua. So Taisva says, Zakasha, let's give it back to the Malka. Now, and will taina perua, if it'll be mekayimet, he's mekayimet, so finish. If he's not mekayimet, he's not mekayimet. What is there to worry about? So Taisvis once brings a raya that just like we taina herzalti for yisayimet, even though we do not taina nensu, then we should taina perua for yisayimet, even though we don't taina mezuyah. Va'oi, da al kolchacho tanina lohu mezuyef oi parua. We ziche taina mezuyef oi parua. Dim leikain leishavkis chaye lechol berye. De yuchal kol odom lohoitzi ala yisoymen. Ule kuches shalei befonov shtar milve oi shtar mecha. She osa kirtoyne vlei nitain le. Now Taisva says, you know, I have a pilpo, do you taina mezuyif? Don't you taina mezuyif? Zisa milsa de leishchiche, but then you can taina perua migu de mezuyif. Maybe you don't taina perua migu de mezuyif. Taisa has a whole pilpo. Then Taisa says, please, let's not go and pulpulim and lumdis. Taisa says, if you won't taina mezuyif, then you made a chuban over here. Because if we won't taina mezuyif, so on all the yisayimim, that the yisayimim die, so people, they're going to be a few shrewd people, they're going to make a whole bunch of shtoris, they're going to come to the yisayimim, and you know, your father borrowed this, your father sold this, your father, and will be a chubin. So memela, al kochoch, we have to taina mezuyif. Al kochoch, we have to taina mezuyif. There's a murder gevolt for the maram shik. Taisvis has a pilpul, the yitayne mezuyif. Why? It's a milsad loishchicha. We mentioned before it's a milsad loishchicha because a person who wants to steal money, he's not mezayif eshtar. It's too risky, too scary, too. That he won't do. So this is a milsad loishchicha. So maybe could be you don't tayne mezuyif. Then Taisvis is a pilpul. If you don't tayne mezuyif, do yitayne perua. Don't yitayne perua. Then Taisus all of a sudden says, listen, let's not be alarmed in Yota. Is this a tiny mezuyah? Because if you don't tiny mezuyah, loishavkis chay lechol beryeh. I mean, it'll be a chuban. People will be mezayiv to shtoris, and they'll take away from the yisayimim. There'll be all the yisayimim be left over penniless. So, Frek to Maram Shik, what do you mean loishavkis chay lechol beryeh? It's a milsad loishchicha. There's nothing what to worry about. People are not mezayif. What are you worried about? That means like this. That means in when we take the world, we'll take all the ganovim in the world, people who want to steal. We'll make a census. Will these people be mezayif in order to steal? No. It's too scary. 90% won't do it. 90%. That's right. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. So I should go and I'll say, so if a person comes with a shtar, I'll say, you know, it was mezuyif, please. That's a milsad lo shchicha. 90% of the people won't be mezuyif. But they say it's in Gamura de Kekasha, but the zicha 10% of ice folks that are going to do it. That's no shayla. These 10%, when there'll be a levaya, they'll just look up in the windows of Levaya today. The next day they'll come to the Shiva with 20 shtores. Hamokim Yenachem Eschem for this, but Agavulche, you know, it's a business before pleasure. You know, your father lent us, here's all the shtores, and they'll make Hashem. So that means Taisa says, we have to make a takone. You can't be a London over here. Yosh Shriach, not Shriach. By not tining mezuyah, you left, you were mafka all the assignment. And all the lekuches that for these, the a few people in the world, they can be machin the world. The zicha, 10% of the people which will do it, which are not mentioned and they're not worried about anything. So, yizicha tainu mezuyif. V'chein muchach beperket poshut, that we tainu mezuyif for yisayimim. The Rav Shmur Domri Tabayu, the Gemara says over there, Shchimra Sha'oma, Mona Leplaini Biyodi, Shchimra says, I owe Plaini Amone. Oma Tnu Noisnim, Leoma Tnu Ein Noisnim. It's a very interesting Gemara. There's a Shchimra, a person is on his deathbed, and he starts, he calls over his Kindalach, and he says, Kindalach, you know, I owe this person Amone, this person Amone. Right. So, the Gemara says like this, we have to know, does he really mean what he says? What's the Shaila? The Shaila could be, Shalailas B.S. Bono. The Mon says, the children know the father was a rich person, and they'll think, no one's gonna die, Beis Hashem. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to work anymore. We have already our father's Yerusha. So, Mamela, so he wants to tell them that, no, don't feel so secure. So he calls over his children, and he says, Shchimer, and he tells me, this person here I'm on, this person here I'm on. So we have to really know, does he mean what he's saying, or doesn't he mean what he's saying? Is he saying it, Shaloilas be as born up? His children shouldn't feel too secure that they can go on vacation already? Or maybe he means it, Taki. So the Gemara says, it matters. If he just said this statement, you take with a grain of salt and doesn't mean too much. But if he said, Mona Leplaini Biyodi Tnulai, oh, Tnulai means business. He means it's taka true, you should give it. And the Gemara says, Oma Tnu Naisnim, La Oma Tnu Ein Naisnim. Afore Shosam, the Nokat Shtore. It's speaking about that the Malve has a Shtar. Oma Tnu Kaimele Shtore. So that's a key. And then the nice name, Leomatnu Lekaimulishtore. Alme, so from this we see, Tanina Mezuyefu, Bishvil Yisayimim, Klo. You see Klo that you need Kiyum. Without Kiyum, without the Tnu, we will Tanina Mezuyef. The Rav Sova Bepeg Beis Dixubis Maida Bishtar Shekos Wa Ein Tzorich Lekaim. Rav holds if they Tanina Perua, so you have to pay. He's not nema polamiga the mezuyif. Leitanina parati. Im kein ilaykaim ilishtore. Tainina mezuyif. So you see klar from the Gemara that you time in for yisayimim mezuyif. Im kein. Now, so Taisvis had wanted to say and solve all the problems. Taisvis wanted to say the reason we will not give back the malva the shtar is because we will not tie the mezuyif for the yisayimim, for the lekuches. That's why we don't give him back the shtar. So Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos says, but araya from a gemara and get poshut. We do tie the mezuyif. So now we're back to the kasha. V'imkein amai lo yachzer. Yeah. V'ein loima. Now Tosfos wants to say what Rashi had said in the medallah. Kivin de nafal ischalei. No. By the Zareyes of the Nefila, Hilkach afilu yekemenu yeshloch Hashem mezuyifu, ulekach komal lo yachzer. Oh, so that's why lo yachzer, because kiyum doesn't help. Pen yitroy kshetishtakach hanefila. Because we are afraid, that means say something like this, ashtar shenofal is Yisra. And if it's Yisra, so kiyum won't help. So that's why we will not give back the shtar to the malva, because the apolobim mekayim, it's worthless. What's the problem of giving it back to the malva? So I said there is a problem, because the malva will hold it and will forget that it was nofal, and he'll be mekayim it and he'll be goyve, and really kiyum doesn't help. So Tais says it's not true. Tamrina lekamon. Omar Shmuel, Motzo Shtar Akno, Shmuel said, Motzo Shtar Akno, Yachzer. Shmuel said that if you found a shtar akna means a shtar knaisa, yasa. Di mishum kosav luvis v'loy lova. What's there to be afraid of? Maybe he didn't borrow, it's a shtar akna. Mashme deina loive befoneinu, shuhu moide, midakom Hashem kosav luvis v'loy lova. It seems the loive is not here, because the more clears what the possibilities could be. Bama yasa. Neimo, neichu shemen bezu yifu. Bafilu mikayim oisoi eine moyo. And kiyim doesn't help. Fachin ravasi doma lekamon. Amoitzi shtar shekosa boy henpik. If you found a shtar with a kiyim bezen yarze. Ama yarze, neichu shemen ziyif ksimes adayonem. Period. Vieshloima. So Mamela, it's bitter. Taisvis just had proven that Kiyum will help by Ashtar Shenofel, not the way Rashi had said. So now we have a dilemma. Why don't you give back the Ashtar to the Malva? It'll be Mekayim, it's Mekuyim, and Kiyum helps. If you won't be Mekayim, it's no problem. And we tie in a mezuyah for Yisayim and Melakucha, so why don't you give back the shtar to the mouth? Yishleime de milse, de shmuel, barav asi mairi, she'ein haloive befonein. Now Taisvah says a very interesting yisod. A shtar got lost. The loive is not around. So it's a shtar kniyoso, it's a shtar sheyesh by henpik. We will return it. Ulekach yachsa. Vein lochush shema mezuyifu, and we're not afraid for ziyik. Ulsheyirza ligvois, nitin mezuyif. No, we're not. We're, there's no problem. Vim yekaimenu, yigve. So Taisvah says, I just like to say what Taisvah is saying. Taisvah says like this. The reyesed in a fila, a shtar got lost, afal pikein, kiyim helps. Kiyim helps. Some amela, if you find a shtar that's lost, nothing to worry about. You give it back to the malveh. The malve, the man from Lekuch is now, will tie him as Uyif, or me mekaim it, it's good, he's not mekaim it, it's no good. That is only if Bishas, when the shtar was found, the loive isn't here. But, if the loive is here, and the loive says a tainus bori raboisai, this is a mezuyif to kishtar. We have a part now. We have a very interesting scenario over here. A person found a shtar. He wants to become a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. The loiv says it's a mezuyah to kishtar. Saying the time is boy. There was a reyesed in the field. If the loiv is here and he's saying it's a mezuyah to kishtar, we tell the marzer Aveda, hold on to it. Don't give it back. The loiv says a time is boy. It's mezuyah. There's a reyesed in the field. Don't give it back. Could be it's mezuyif, and then kiyum won't help. So don't give it back. Don't give it back. But if when we found the shtar, the loive isn't there. I don't know what if the loive would tie in mezuyif. Then we give it back to the malva. There's no one tying beferish it's mezuyif. There's only a chash to you. There's no tainus bori that's mezuyif. We give it back to the malva. If the malva has it, he wants to be goyve, he'll be mekayim, that is sufficient. Now that is what Taisvah says. The Taisvah says like this, Limil said Shmuel v'Rabasi Mayri Shein Aloyve b'Vonein. It's speaking about that the loyve is not in front of us. Ulkach yarza, so we'll return the shtar. Vein loch Hashem mezuyifu. I don't have to be afraid it's mezuyif. Uch sheyirza ligvois. If the Malva wants to be goyve, nitei mezuyif, or tainei mezuyif, there's a din tainei mezuyif. Vim yekai menu, yigve, and kiyim will help. Afilu the shtar was loss. It's irrelevant. Afilum yavi achekach aleve v'yite mezuyifu, afilum the aleve comes later, ein lochosh kivin shabo liyode beta. The shtar was returned to the malve. The malve is the shtar. If the malve is the shtar, a shtar biyad amalve, if he's mekayim it, you don't need more than that. V'chein mashmalel, the koma ba'acher shemotza shtar shenofel yadayim. So the din is that there's a shaila what he should do with the shtar. Mashmi ma malve motzoi goive. What if the malve found it? We saw that the malve found it. Kivin shebole yode beheta. So memele, if a malve got a hold of the shtar, he can be goive with the shtar, even though there was a reisin in the field. Avol hoche b'masnisen ayri shaloive b'foneinu b'shas metziya. Here we are speaking about the loive is here in front of us. Someone found the shtar. He is a mitzvah b'shabbos aveda, and the loive is in front of us. V'toyin mezuyev. He says, "Don't you dare give it back." Lekach kimin dikereyes edinafila v'gam toyin a loive bevaday mezuyev. Then you're not machzer, because if that is the case, we're chayish, maybe the kin, it won't help. He'll be mekayim the shtar. Maybe, since when we found the shtar, the loiv is timing its mezuyah, and there was a reyes in the field. We will not return the shtar. Then we are afraid maybe kiyum won't help. Maybe this, the malva was, did an expertise job in the ziyuf. Asher svurim ha'edim shichsim osam. That the edim, you'll show the edim, the shtar, the 100%, that's my chsimim. Ki yahi the get poshut. There's a gemara in get poshut. There was an expert forger. The Gemara brings down and get pushed. The monach yoda azarnuke, the kosav sharova batzma yeshova shich simose. Rova used to be a very popular, helachiyid. Rova to use Rova as an aid. It was a very popular aid. Rova's hands used to shake a little when he used to write. So this forger, when he wrote Rova's signature, so he put his hand on a rope. That when you move, when the, you write on the paper, so the hand shakes a little bit from the rope. It's not a steady, it's not a steady base. And he wrote Rava's signature. They showed it to Rava. Is this your signature? Rava said, yes, my signature. Mamish. He did it to a T. So Taisvis says, Taisvis says, if the Leive is here, and the loive tainis, it's mezuyah. And there's a reyes in the nefila, we will not give it back, because then we are chayish. Afilu domei kiyum, the kiyum is also not foolproof. But that is only if the shtar is biyat hamoitzi aveda. He's asking a shayla, Rabbi, see what I do? I tell him, don't give it back. It's scary. The loive says it's mezuyah. There's a reyes in the nefila. We won't rely on, you just hold on to the shtar. Don't give it back. But, if the loive is not here, that takes about a raya from Ravasi and Shmuel, if the loive is not here, and so there's no tainus boris mezuyah, we will then, we'll return it to the malve, and then we will rely on the Kiya Mashtar. Now Taisma says, Amur the Kiya Sot. Umiyu mi loive atzmoi yocher liyois she yigba al yedei kiyum lafi she yedei b'emesh umezuyev yitrach lister rayosa. Now Taisus says, Amir di Kazach, Mosei soon where the Makar of Taisus was. Taisus was Mesopic. Taisus says, if we find a shtar, and the Loive says, it's Mezuyev. we will not give it back to the Malva. Well, that's a scary thing to give it back to the Malva. But if the Malva says, don't give it back to me, let's be Mekayim Dishtar. Let's not be Mekayim Dishtar. So Taisvis says, we don't give it back to the Malva. But Besen is a Mekayim Dishtar, man from the Loive. Man from the Loive. So Taisvis Amur Dikazach. From the Loive will man with the Skiyah. If the Loive is 100% sure that it's Mezuyah, he'll be able to disprove the Kiyah. From the Loive, you'll be able to man. So Taisus is giving us a whole set of guidelines. If the Loive is not here, you give it back to the Malva. And we'll rely on Kiyah and forget about it. You don't have to be so full. If the Loive is here, we will not give it back to the Malva, because the Malva we'll hold on to it in man from Lekuchis, and that's, we will not rely on that kiyum, if the loive tainted mezuyev. But, if the malva wants to be mekayim it now in man from the loive, and the loive cannot disprove the kiyum, that he can do. The Pnei Yeshua says, the raya of Taisvus was, because Shmuel said, motzer shtar hakno, Yachzirenu, and it seems Afilu the Loiv is here, we'll return it, and that means with Kiyum, you'll be able to mon from the Loiv. Bim Taima, La'el, the Komar, Domar Rav Yosef, Nofuli Yadayin, Arei Bechazkosoi, V'loi Chashina Lepoin, that says the Hendrik. The loive is here, and the loive time is parati. The midrash of the shnayim aduki b'shtar. Avamai lo yenem en loime parati b'migo dibama mezuyevu. The loi yadoz lo yachzer pen yigva yisayim em alakuches. But the makuyim lo yimahani leke de frishu. So let's believe the loive parati b'migo de mezuyev. Yesh loime de ein ze migo. It's not a good migo parati. The toiv loy loyma parati, it's better from tataina parati. Shalo yakri shenu shumodam. He says parati, no one can disprove him. We loyma mezuyev ki yore penye kaimenu. That means that even though we will not be saimach on the kiyim, but upon him there was a kiyim. Vavar gav shekimeni moy ligvois boy. Mikom okem ein toin berot sein dobo shiyokre lakrishay. If we will say what we said before, shemin haloive ba'atzmoi hu goiva yedekiyum, matzino lemeima derehu becheskosoi, loi sheyachzirenu lemalva, doesn't mean you give it back to the malva, sheshlochish ben yetzienu al yisoymem lekuches, elim yikimenu hamalva boidei biyad hamoitzim. That's what it means, rei becheskosoi, we don't give it back. The loiv is tining parua. We don't give it back, but and the loiv is ever parati bigger than mezuyah. But if you'll be mekayim it, you'll be able to mon from the loiv. That's as you said, because from the loiv we will rely on the kiyum. Because if the loiv knows 100% that it's not a kiyum, we'll be able to disprove the kiyum. So therefore. Because it was Mikuyim, and the Loive did not disprove the Kiyim.